This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Dakota Neck. ABH1 Mangual from Emergency Management stopped by AFN to talk about building a kit for National Preparedness Month.
Some of the general items that you would typically see in building a kit would definitely pertain of water in that aspect. You definitely want to make sure you have at least 1 gallon per person per day for several days. Not to mention food, hopefully, preferably non-perishable, being that you know, you're not necessarily knowing the situation and how long you may need the food. Of course, you bring any type of canned good foods, make sure you have a can opener, battery powered hand crank radios, and a NOAA radio with a tone alarm, being that, you know, it can kind of keep you informed of whatever the weather forecast may be in the foreseeable future. Whistle to signal for help, dust mask to help filter any contaminated air. Being that we're in Rota, I know that we are in the farmlands, and in case of any crop fires or even the dust that may come over from across seas, could be an issue, so always have a dust mask on hand. Plastic sheets and duct tape to help shelter in place. Moist towelettes, garbage bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation.
ABH1 also talked about some reminders when building a kit.
Think about when it comes to building a kit is that if you have anything that may have an expiration date or expire, just, you know, always keep in mind to rotate and or change out said item. Now, if you're looking to look up for all this information yourself, you can find all this at FEMA.gov or ready.gov. As far as next week's topic as a preview, we will be discussing prepared for disasters.
Reporting from Rota, Spain, I'm Petty Officer Dakota Neck.